This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine. But shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone.
Poor thing. Aaron Rodgers complaining that the Jets didn't treat him more nicely.
I feel so bad for him, cramped into a tiny coach seat on Spirit Airlines where you can't even bring luggage. I mean, poor Aaron Rodgers. Tough times.
I mean, who'd want a free flight to New York? Sorry. Rob Pelinka, Bulldog. You're a big Rob Pelinka guy, I believe. The Lakers have signed him to a contract extension. President of basketball operations now, along with being the GM. Often gets confused for Rob Lowe, Rob Pelinka.
Because their names sound so much alike?
No, they look alike. Although, I mean, Rob Lowe is way more sort of symmetrically handsome, if that's a term, than Rob Pelinka, but it's close enough. You watch The Floor, right? Wednesday nights on Fox.
What does this mean? Is Pelinka, does he have comically huge ears or something? What's the problem with Pelinka?
Rob Lowe is kind of like a perfect face.
All right, I get that.
He's closer to a B plus, A minus.
Classically handsome, Rob Lowe. I can accept that.
Like Sam.
Jesus.
Sam Paniadovich on the Western Hotline, host of Bet Sweats on the Odyssey Network, and that's with Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Be sure to listen to Bet Sweats and Sam's podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM. Sam's name, all of it, wherever you find your podcast. This is an old copy. This is bad. I'm trying to replace all the earlier names and doing it on the fly. It's a bad job. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Speaking of perfect face, right? How about that?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Bulldog, you watch The Floor Wednesday nights on Fox?
I don't.
Rob Lowe.
I don't know what we're talking about.
There's something about just not quite fit for the role. I don't know what a game show host is supposed to be anymore.
Oh, okay. This is a game. I get it. Yeah, the game show. I saw the horrible promotions for it during football season.
You know, when he says, let's duel 7-8 times a show, it's just almost laughable.
Yeah.
Right, Sam?
I'm more of a Chuck Woolery guy myself, Mike.
The late, great Chuck Woolery, who got really weird there later in life. Okay, Sam. Well, bad news. Sorry to be the one to break it to you, but the Rockies cannot lose tonight.
Oh, they're off again tonight?
Postponed by weather.
Oh, man. You know, that's one of my new favorite things. Sneaky Joe and I talk about the Rockies basically every day now. We've bonded over how bad they are. Can you envision them winning 60 games? No way, right?
And, you know, no. because they'll make trades, right? Like you've said that. You need to cross the threshold for wins. So if they end up playing fewer than 162, like this game somehow it snows all weekend in Denver or something, and they don't play one or two games, that's not bad for you if you have the under.
Well, if it gets too out of hand, though, it does, because a lot of the books have it in the house rules, and every house has a different set of rules.
Mm.
Most places are 159.5 games for action. So if you get three games canceled and you only play 159, that's a void. You don't win or lose. You get your money back. Oof. So it depends on where you shake at the end. But most places are like 159.5 or 160.5. Just in case there is that cancellation or two, you're not going to get totally screwed. But I've had a couple guys over the years where they've made really nice under bets, and then the team doesn't make their quota for games. And then despite having a winning ticket, the bet gets voided, and you don't technically lose anything, but you don't win either.
That's not fair. It's not fair if you already have it won. Like, if there's no way they have three games canceled, and even if Colorado, in this case, won them all, they still would not get to 61 wins. You should win that bet anyway.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. I agree.
Yeah.
They should pay you anyway.
I agree with you, but life isn't fair.
Who do I need to call?
Yeah.
All right.
Ghostbusters.
Well, anyway, they'll probably make up that game. We will see. We're definitely in draft mode over here, Sam. We read your article, and everybody should, at Fox Sports. Sam had three bets to make right now. I agree with one. I think I agree with another. And the third one, I have no idea. So overall, that's good, I think, for us. I think that's good for us. I don't know about Golden. Like, everybody has Matthew Golden as, like, this plus money, good kind of, not long shot, but underdog bet to be the first receiver, not named Travis Hunter. Like, Hunter is not usually included in a lot of this action. I just don't find it. I said this to Chris Trapasso the other day, Bulldog. Like, I can't find anybody who's really like that in love with him. He sort of has the speed profile that, mm-hmm. Oh, wow, Darius Hayward Bay, John Ross. Sure, that's the guy I want. So I don't know. I think it's could be right.
The thing about him that I still like is I felt like he was pretty well thought of before he ran 4.29, and then that only sort of enhanced it. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he's gotten up into a part of the draft that maybe he just flat out doesn't belong, and that's what's going on here. But I liked him before he ran fast as an idea. Like, you know, getting open and just, you know, sort of a tactician and creating separation. I felt like that was all kind of there for him, the route tree. So I don't know. I'm struggling with the problem that there is with him, I guess, myself.
Well, it's twofold. Number one, you know, two things make general managers crazy in the NFL. A lack of quarterback play. I mean, that will drive anybody insane. Think about Michael Penix going eighth overall. I mean, that's quarterback necessity, a need for depth and talent at quarterback. So quarterback lack, if you will, drives a GM crazy. The other thing is speed. People fall for speed. And I agree, there have been a lot of speedy guys over the years that haven't done jack in the NFL and never lasted, never had long careers. But people still draft on speed. And I think Golden is interesting because he did – put a lot of really nice stuff on tape in the SEC, which is the most talented conference in the country. Big Ten may have been better, but the SEC has more talent. That's obvious. And, you know, it doesn't take much, guys, for people to listen to Daniel Jeremiah and Dane Brugler and Adam Schefter all sort of going out of their way in the last couple of days and saying Matthew Golden is coveted by a couple teams in the top 15. That's all it takes. I mean, that's why this market has changed. And, you know, you brought the article up. I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe I recommended Golden at plus 170.
Correct.
Now he's plus 110. It's moved 60 cents. So this has already shifted 60 cents in 2 days, and that's really the story of draft betting. You know, you can make a really good bet if you get ahead of the market. So win or lose, I've made a good bet at plus 170, yep. Considering now the market's at plus 110.
Would you bet it at plus 110 if you didn't have the other bet? Would you still like
it?
Yeah,
I still would.
Okay.
Yeah, I still would. I wouldn't get as weird on it. But I think there's a really good chance by the time we get to next Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. I think Golden's going to be favored to be the first receiver that isn't Travis Hunter. So the one thing about draft betting we've learned, guys, is you know information is undefeated, and oftentimes there's no defense. You know, I got a couple guys like Stingley Jr. a couple years ago. He was 11.5 over under. He closed at 5.5 and went 3. So anybody that tried to go the other way late got cooked. And, you know, my favorite example of all time is the 22 draft. Quay Walker's over-under was 40.5. It went all the way down to 32.5, and he went 22nd. So you see a lot of steam in this draft, and oftentimes, even though it moves a lot, it's still good no matter what.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to fill out the earlier point. So I don't have an opinion on Michael Williams going earlier than pick 16, and you recommended that at minus 120, at least at the time. I love the Loveland one. I've been saying this all the time. I like him to be the first tight end at the price, which is plus 500 as of yesterday and hadn't even really moved. But Loveland versus Tyler Warren, this is also for me, Sam, a reflection on what I'm kind of like always hearing, or at least that's what it seems, which is Warren's good, maybe really good, but Loveland is like the pass catcher prototype guy that maybe should go in front of him. So at 5-1, I haven't bet it because I live in New York, but I like that a lot. And you liked it at under 19.5, which to me sounds more and more likely every day.
Yeah, and Circa opened up all their draft props yesterday. Very sharp book in Vegas, and they opened Loveland at 17.5. So I was very happy to see that as somebody who bet under 19.5. So I'm in a good spot again there. He's more of the Kelce, Tony Gonzalez mold where he's going to catch more passes and get you into the end zone.
That sounds horrible. Warren's...
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Unlike those guys in Buffalo, right? I think the comp on Warren is more George Kittle, which, again, isn't a bad comp, but Kittle is not the receiver that those other guys I mentioned are. Kittle's one of those guys that's going to block you and block your ass off the line. And depending on what you want, people could go either way. Now, Warren has a much lower over-under. He's about 9.5. But, you know, Mike, you're not the first person to pontificate about the potential for Colson Loveland going first at tight end. And at 5-1, you know, you could bet a little to win a lot there. And I understand it. You're not the only person to think that.
Have either of you guys heard anything? Because this is the first I've heard of it is today. It's funny enough, Sam, I got here and you had texted me your column with these bet suggestions in there. So I read it when I got here and I started scrolling through Twitter. Have you heard anything about his medicals? Because Benjamin Albright is based in Denver and is pretty plugged in. Like he's not, you know, Jay Glazer, but like people ask him questions and he's pretty plugged in, it feels like. And somebody asked him about Loveland's medicals today. Is it a problem for him? And Albright's response was more than one team believes that they are. Yes. And that's the first I've heard of that. Have you heard anything about that as it pertains to Loveland?
I have not. And I also think that's a little silly at times because say a guy has a bad ankle coming out of college, that gets better.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Over time. I mean, by year three in the NFL, it's not an issue anymore for the most part. So I don't know. You know, we've also heard a lot of that about Abdul Carter. Oh, he's got a bad lower body. He's got a bad ankle or whatever. And okay, I get it in the present tense, but a year from now, that's not going to be a concern. So no, I haven't heard anything, Bulldog. If you say it's been floated out there, I believe you. But I also, I think the betting market knows a little bit more than the average bear. And, you know, to mm-hmm. see Circa open again, I can't admit enough how much I respect Circa's numbers. So when you know, BetMGM and DraftKings are 19.5 and Circa opened 17.5, that's pretty telling that mm-hmm. the other books were wrong and that Circa's right. And, you know, that's a pass-catching tight end in a quarterback-driven league. It's easy to connect the dots there.
In a draft that isn't full of top-end receivers, too, for what it's worth. And that should be worth something.
Right, you might have two receivers that go in the first 32. That's it.
I think there's a decent chance, I don't know if you could bet this, but that more tight ends go in the first round than receivers, if you don't count Hunter. Because Mason Taylor is now a first-round pick, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that'd be 3-2 tight ends. I haven't seen a market on that, but I tend to agree. I think, you know, Luther Burden is the one guy. I saw somebody mock Luther Burden of the Bills.
Yes.
Ironically enough. And he was a pretty solid receiver in Missouri. And, you know, Missouri didn't have a great O-line or a great quarterback. So I think, you know, Burden might be a better pro receiver than a college one. But I think this lack of speed, I remember the one year where it was, what, Olave and Drake London and Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams. That's not this year's class for sure.
Right.
With Sam Panayotovic, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Before we move on, any other draft props you like that come to mind?
No, I've given you the three that I bet. You know, I think Abdul Carter is worth a little bet to go number one. I understand that, you know, the Titans probably take Cam Ward, but he's priced at the same range that Caleb Williams and Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow were. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm just not there on Cam Ward. So, you know, 35-1 is 35-1. If you bet $10, you can make a lot of money on a very small bet. So I think that might be worth some pizza money. But the way the draft is booked now and the way that the limits are so depreciated, that's really it. You know, I like Loveland under. I like Williams under from Georgia. And I like Golden to be the first receiver. But that's really it in terms of things I love. It's just not the way it used to be. It used to have so many more markets, but the books have realized that, hey, we don't win on this stuff, so let's turn the water off on a lot of these different avenues.
We usually don't talk a ton of hockey during these segments, but I know that you have spent some time and had plenty of ideas for Stanley Cup playoffs, which begin on Saturday. 4 days of game ones, by the way. Like, I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but still, what sort of ideas, what kind of strategies do you have as the Stanley Cup playoffs get set to get going tomorrow?
So I'm really high on Colorado, Bulldog. I'm not the only person. I may be sharing that thought with a couple people that are really sharp and I really respect, but they like Colorado to make a run and think the Avs not only get past Dallas, but then are able to continue through. So I think McKinnon for Conn Smythe at 15-1 is not the worst idea, considering how these people believe the Avs can progress throughout the playoffs. And then the one bet that we're really looking at series-wise, I mean, we did bet the Kings at even money, but that's more of a coin flip series. I mean, Edmonton has a couple injury issues, including Dreisaitl, who's nowhere near 100%. But, you know, Kings to win the series is very popular amongst the wise guys at even money. But I like St. Louis to beat their foe in the first round. And, you know, you can find the Blues now at about plus 190. Binnington has definitely been there before and has carried that team far before. So if you're looking for a series bet, I think you can start with the Kings and then maybe move on to the St. Louis Blues. But I did put in pocket. I made a $500 bet on McKinnon to win the Conn Smythe at 15-1. And if they make a run and they win that cup, I mean, he's going to be the guy.
That'll be real nice, yeah. Have you been watching it closely enough to notice whether the odds on that series, Colorado-Dallas, changed after Robertson got hurt last night, because he's going to miss game one, and it's week to week. He might miss the whole series. They're still, I don't think they've said formally if Heiskanen is going to play, but it's all spring. It sounded like he was in doubt for the first round series. So, I mean, those are two. Heiskanen is one of the best defensemen in the league. So that's a big miss for Dallas. But Robertson is fresh. Do you know if that moved the line?
It moved 50 cents. So Colorado opened about minus 115, and now I see Colorado minus 170 at a couple places. Now, most books are in that 150, 160 range, but definitely a blitz on the Avs. And, you know, when you see that happen, Bulldog, I think what you have to do is, you know, you have to have the foreshadowing ability to not only look at the first series, but look at their past.
And, right.
You know, if they win that first round, things open up for them. So, you know, if you don't want to lay 170 or 160 first round, you could bet them to win the West, or bet them to win the Cup, or bet, like I did, bet MacKinnon to win the Conn Smythe. I think Colorado has a lot of things working in its favor this year.
But not in baseball. That's in hockey, just so everybody knows. They hear you say that, and they're right. Going to clip it. Want to make sure we're clear on that. Thoughts on the NBA playoffs?
I didn't do much. The only bet I made so far is the T-Wolves to cover game one. I bet plus five. It's down to like 4.5, 4. Still like it. How about this? LeBron in game one is all time. I went and dug this up. I looked at this website, StatMuse, I really like. LeBron James all time in game ones, straight up, is 31-23. That is not good, guys, considering he's usually on the better team or the team that's favored. You know, my guy, Michael Jordan, 27-10 all time in game ones. Ha ha ha. But yeah, LeBron, you can get early. You know, you can't necessarily get him late, but that's a guy who's been very average early in series. So I like Minnesota in game one against the Lakers.
I'm just taken by that this will be his 55th one. That's a pretty good number.
Right.
55th
yeah,
series.
I mean, 17 over, though, is better than 8 over.
No, right? I know. But you mean, if again, to avoid any confusion, you mean Benjamin Buckets?
Who's Benjamin Buckets?
Bulldog, LeBron James has 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 basketballreference.com nicknames. How many do you need? What's the point of a ninth nickname?
Especially if one of them, and maybe the most well-known and often referenced, is King James.
King James.
You got a king in your nickname. You can just stop with the proliferation of other nicknames. We really don't need any help here. We're all set.
Only Bobby Orr, God, can top
right,
it. Can top
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah, Sam. Apparently, LeBron James is in some circles known as Benjamin Buckets, also Captain LaMerica.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm never going to say that ever.
No one has.
No one ever has. Right. No one has is right. What do you do for Easter, if I may ask?
I'm doing rum ham. You know what I'm
rum
doing.
Rum ham, of course. Ham. How did I forget?
My mom is bringing the ham to our brunch, so I did not. I didn't, you know, She's not on social media, so I couldn't text her the recipe you
Your
sent me.
Your mom is not on social media.
She doesn't have a Twitter handle. So no rum ham for us at Easter, but that recipe is saved. Not that it's real complicated. Soak a ham in rum with brown sugar, basically, right? Is that it? Do I have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The toughest test is killing the pig. That's the toughest.
Right.
Let somebody else maybe do that.
Right.
Your mom's not on social media. Wait a minute. Mine is. So what am I even joking about this for?
Right.
All right, Sam. Well, happy Easter to you. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Good to talk to you guys. See ya.
Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats, Monday through Friday mornings. You can hear it on the Bet 1520 and on the Odyssey app. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. From the BetMGM network, Nick Costos from You Better You Bet will join us on Wednesday. So We have Sam and now Joe Goodberry coming up, Sal and Paul as well today. Draft week next week, Monday, Eric Wood. Tuesday, Ross Tucker. It'll be like a Bills week. And then Nick on Wednesday. And I'm sure Sal and...
Right, the whole thing. Yeah, good deal.
Just immersed in the draft. That's what we're saying. I don't know if the Akron Hammer is immersed in the draft. He's probably focused on this Timberwolves game.
Who? What's this now?
The Akron Hammer.
Oh, this is another of LeBron's nicknames. Sorry, I lost track of the bit.
King James, LBJ, Chosen One, Bron, the Little Emperor, the Akron Hammer, L Train, Benjamin Buckets, Captain LaMerica. There you go. Now you know that. Now you have something to talk about on Easter when your mom or dad brings up politics.
You can make all the fun of me you want to for using ESPN.com as my main portal for like football schedules and Bills stats and schedules and all this sort of stuff. I think this nickname nonsense is reason enough to boycott these reference sites.
Oh, no.
It is not okay.
It's not okay.
Get it together.
It's not okay.
Captain what is that? I don't want to say it.
Captain LaMerica?
I just can't.
I am on the Kings page because Sam brought up the Kings. Anjay Kopitar has three.
I don't think I know.
One of them is religious. We have King, we have God, and we have Raccoon Jesus, apparently, Anjay Kopitar.
Raccoon Jesus.
That's what it says here. That's not nice.
On Good Friday.
Kopi and Flopitar are also on here. I like those more. I think those are better.
They're all horrible.
Let's stop. Joe Goodberry. We'll talk NFL draft with Joe. Sharp Bengals analyst, fan, enthusiast, and other things. Joe, great guest. One of our favorites, Joe Goodberry. Next, after the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.